Hare Krishna. I'm just getting ready here in Dubai to go out to a program to Bhagavad Gita introduction. And this morning I was reading Nectar of Devotion because now that's what I'm reading. And one of the things that I came across from just reading these different items of devotional service, 64 items of devotional service, was Rupa Goswami saying how it's compulsory for devotees to take darshan, to visit the temple, and take darshan of the deity daily. Prabhupada said at least once or twice. And it reminded me of classes that Srila Prabhupada gave on this very topic. And Prabhupada was even telling stories of how some in aristocratic families, every family member has to see the deity, and if they don't see the deity, they have to pay some kind of fine. And of course, for us conditioned souls, it's extremely important that we're always in touch with the Lord, that we always see Krishna, and that Krishna also sees us, and that a day doesn't go by when we're not... full of the image of the Lord. Here in Dubai, it's very interesting. I see it. In Istanbul, it's a little different because in Istanbul, sort of in a living in a commercial area, and the temple's in a commercial area. Here, we're in a residential area, and the local ruler seems to be very, very good ruler. He has a policy that he wants that there's a mosque at no greater distance than 1 kilometer from someone's home. Now 1 kilometer you can walk in 5 minutes, so that means no one really has an excuse not to go to the masjid and hear and pray. So I see either when I'm going out on a walk or my window overlooks the street here, starting at 4:30, their Mangalartik is same as ours, and first the imam calls that the prayer is about to start. And people, both in their cars or just walking individually or in groups, mostly men, are heading off to the mosque. Immediately they head off to the mosque and they come back, and they do this 5 times a day. I don't know that people go 5 times a day, but they're certainly going once a day, and they have that facility. So of course we don't necessarily have ISKCON temples at the kilometer distance from each everyone yet, but at least when devotees are also planning their lives and thinking of where to live, then the ideal place to live is to be living near a temple, so that morning before we're going to work, evening after we've come back to work, we can fill our eyes, fill our minds, fill our hearts with the image of the Lord. And that will, well, not just protect us from the material energy, but Prabhupada says that it will give some kind of impression, and that impression is made upon the mind and the heart, it becomes a source of meditation for the entire day. So this is how devotees are meant to be thinking about Krishna, being Krishna conscious, and we should not leave it out of our lifestyle, out of our plan. As I mentioned, I'm just going to this group, which is very interesting, that group of ladies, friends here of Kishori Devadasi, who for her birthday, thinking what can we offer her for her birthday, so they came up with a brilliant idea that the best thing to offer her is to do a Nitya Seva for Radha Shyam. And what a great birthday present if everyone offered their friends, relatives, family members Nitya Seva for the birthday. How great a benefit would people get, and how quickly we would be able to actually do our Nitya Seva. So we're getting ready to go, and we'll record the Bhagavad Gita introduction and discussion that we're going to be having from 10:30 till noon. Hare Krishna.